Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. A conversation using the Hebrew language in 1891 set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In a Paris cafe in 1881, a group met to have a conversation using the Hebrew language, and it may have been the first modern conversation in Hebrew in some 2,000 years. Eliezer ben Yehuda was one of the group speaking in Hebrew, and ben Yehuda would use this conversation to launch an effort to revive the Hebrew language as a spoken language, a language that would become the mother tongue of the Israeli people today. Ben Yehuda would, during his lifetime, establish an institution which would create new Hebrew words for today's society and give the Jewish people the language of their forefathers that is a spoken language once again in our world. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The revival of the Hebrew language, the mother tongue of Israelis today, is evidence that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Eliezer ben Yehuda, a European Jew in the late 1800s who immigrated to Israel to raise his family, would become the man credited with reviving the ancient Hebrew language. For almost 2,000 years, Hebrew was not a spoken language, with the exception of a few phrases used in religious activities. Ben Yehuda, starting with a conversation with friends in Paris, France, developed a modern-day usage of the language of the Jewish people for the first 2,000 years of their existence. Modern-day Hebrew is made up of Biblical Hebrew, which is 80% of modern-day Hebrew, and 20% of New Hebrew words that have been created over the last 130 years. Ben Yehuda put together the first Hebrew dictionary for modern Hebrew and developed the way to teach the language, which is called Ulpan. This account of how Hebrew was revived for usage today is an evidence of how Bible prophecy is being fulfilled today. Jeremiah, an ancient Jewish prophet, wrote 2,500 years ago that when the Jews would return to the land of their forefathers, Jeremiah 31, verses 8 to 17, that the Lord would give them back the language of their forefathers, the language that they would use to bless the Lord. That's Jeremiah 31, 23. Another Jewish prophet, Zephaniah, also predicted that the pure language of Hebrew would be revived in the last days. That's Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 9. Israelis speaking Hebrew today proves that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...